Psalm 49. To the chief musician of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Hear this, all ye peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both men of low and men of high degree, rich and poor alike. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my riddle upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of adversity, when the iniquity of my supplanters encompasseth me? They depend upon their wealth, and boast themselves in the abundance of their riches. None can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is costly, and must be given up forever. That he should still live perpetually, and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, all alike, the fool and the brutish perish, and they leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses are forever, their dwelling places from generation to generation. They call the lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet they that come after them delight in their sayings. Selah. Like sheep are they laid in Sheol, death feedeth on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their comeliness shall be for Sheol to consume, that there be no habitation for them. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Selah. Be not afraid when a man becometh rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though he blessed his soul in his lifetime, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself, it shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish.